Ottawa, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says he would incentivize First Nations to support natural resource projects through industry taxes and revisiting how much sway Indigenous peoples and environmental considerations have over approving projects. The proposals drew swift criticism from some experts and researchers. Speaking at a rally in Ottawa on Saturday, Poilievre said he would encourage Indigenous leaders to support natural resource projects by letting companies pay a share of their federal corporate taxes to local First Nations, a position he first announced last year. He added that First Nations could spend that revenue on clean drinking water and a better future for their people. "I want the First Nations people of Canada to be the richest people in the world," Poilievre said, adding he would repeal Bill C-69, which requires that resource projects be assessed for environmental, health, social and economic impacts and respect the rights of Indigenous peoples. Poilievre also pledged to approve federal permits for mining the Ring of Fire in Northern Ontario, a controversial project opposed by some First Nations in the region. When asked whether these policies could address water access and advance economic empowerment, First Nations experts were skeptical, while a Conservative MP who serves as his party's critic on Indigenous issues said the current approach to reconciliation isn't working. Hayden King, executive director of the Indigenous-led think tank and research body Yellowhead Institute at Toronto Metropolitan University, said the ideas behind Poilievre's proposals are not new. He said Poilievre is doubling down on Conservative policies that led to tensions between Indigenous peoples and former Prime Minister Stephen Harper's government, tensions that drove the Idle No More movement. That movement brought together Indigenous activists from across the country to protest Harper's Jobs and Growth Act, a bill they said would diminish their rights while giving governments and businesses more authority to develop resources without strict environmental assessments. Previous Conservative leaders have really said the same thing going back generations. Poilievre hasn't really amended the playbook, but in other ways I think he's really accelerated the philosophy, King said, adding it appears Poilievre is abandoning elements of the Constitution that require consultation with Indigenous peoples. He's either obtuse to constitutional requirements or doesn't care about them. And of course, if it's the latter, he'll find himself in court, he said. Don Martin Hill, a First Nations water researcher with Onaganos in Six Nations and McMaster University, said Poilievre's comments follow U.S. President Donald Trump's doctrine of promising tribes they'll be rich if they permit pipeline developments they have opposed in the past. "Most Indigenous leaders would see right through what Poilievre said, because we've been around that corner a few times," said Martin Hill. "Selling your soul to have what other Canadians have, which is access to clean drinking water coming out of your tap, is highly problematic." In a statement issued Wednesday, Conservative MP Jamie Schmalley said his party believes the "Ottawa knows best" approach to Indigenous issues isn't working. In addition, a Poilievre Conservative government will reverse the disastrous and unconstitutional Carney Trudeau Liberal radical policies that have killed resource projects and blocked prosperity for First Nations communities who were ready and willing partners, said Schmalley, the party's critic for Crown Indigenous Relations and Indigenous Services. "We have trillions of dollars of resource wealth right beneath our feet, and in many cases, it belongs to First Nations peoples and communities. We will rapidly approve LNG plants, pipelines and mines, and by partnering with First Nations to develop our world-class resources, we will bring home powerful paychecks while making First Nations people the richest on Earth." Billy Morin, the former chief of Enoch Cree Nation who is running as a Conservative candidate in the next election, expressed support online for Poilievre's remarks Monday, saying Canada needs new leadership commitments to unlock our resource potential. Pointing to Poilievre's remarks on water, King said it appears a Conservative government under Poilievre would offload its obligations to Indigenous peoples onto industry. The Liberals promised they would end all long-term drinking water advisories by March 2021. While 147 have been lifted since 2015, 33 are still in effect in 31 communities. The Conservatives have often attacked the Liberals for failing to fulfill that promise. The Liberal government last year introduced Bill C-61, which recognizes that First Nations have an inherent right to clean drinking water and commits the government to providing adequate and sustainable funding for water services on First Nations. In early December, Liberal MP Jamie Battisti, who is Mi'kmaq, asked for unanimous consent from MPs to send the bill to the Senate. Several Conservative MPs said no. Conservative House Leader Andrew Scheer then tabled a similar motion that also accused the Liberal government of inaction. That motion was also defeated, which meant the bill did not proceed to the Senate. With Parliament prorogued, C-61 remains in limbo. A spokesperson for Indigenous Services Minister Patty Haidu called Poilievre's remarks on First Nations and water not surprising. He is saying that communities only deserve clean drinking water if they let private corporations exploit their lands and resources, Hannah Weiler said in a media statement. Pierre wants to go back the days where government ignores communities and ignores potential. That's bad for everyone. Schmale said his party is committed to improving access to clean water by allowing communities to spend money on what they think is important. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 20, 2025. Alessia Passafium, the Canadian Press.